Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we'd like to know what's on your mind today. We want to talk with you about it, so give us a call at 844-322-2742. Whether you live in the U.S. or Canada, that's a good number, 844-322-2742. So if you have a Bible question or something troubling you in life, we want to talk with you about it right now. Again, that number, 844-322-2742. Call now, because it's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, Bob, it is Basic Gospel, and we do want to hear from our listeners today, and there's so much that we can talk about.
Yeah.
So many folks looking for answers, seeking truth. Well, we want to help in that that endeavor. So if you have a question, a problem, situation, now's a great time to call at 844-322-2742. Bob, all month we've been talking about how to draw near to God, how to be close to God. And in my 40 years of being involved in ministry, that really is a question that almost everybody asks at some point in their lives. How can I be close to God?
Yeah.
Now, when folks are asking that, they're usually asking it in the realm of feelings. I want to feel close to God. I want to feel God's presence. And I think we have to realize that being close to God is first and foremost not a feeling, it's a location.
Yes.
When we were lost and dead in trespasses and sins, we were in darkness. We were alienated from God. We were separated. We were far away. But this gospel message has drawn us near. So we were once far away, now we're near to God. And here's the good news, God is near to us. He lives inside of us. So closeness is a reality. That is our reality as believers in Christ. And it's a reality that will never change. Now, my thinking in regards to that truth may fluctuate up and down, and my feelings may be all over the place, but that doesn't change the truth that because I'm in Christ, Christ is in me, and therefore I am always close to God.
Yeah.
Now, we can't get much closer than what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17, that everyone who is one with the Lord or who has been joined to the Lord is one with him in spirit. Now, talk about close. That's close.
That's close.
And that's our reality. That's truth for the believer in Christ Jesus. So what I'm going to say to you is don't look for a feeling. Just recognize the truth and then live on that truth. Now, here's something else that stems from this truth, and Paul talks about it in Philippians chapter 2. He also talks about it in 1 Corinthians 15 when he says, I am what I am by the grace of God, and I've worked harder than all the other apostles, but not I. It's the grace of God working inside of me. Well, here in Philippians 2, he says this, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out what God has worked in. And then he says this, for it is God who works in you both the will and to work for his good pleasure. So this verse really expresses the truth of our closeness with God,
right?
That reality, not the feeling, but the reality. God is at work in us to will and to do of his good pleasure. So if God wasn't living in us, if we weren't close to God, then Paul could have never said this. But because he did, just proves the point that we are one with the Lord, we have been joined with the Lord, we are one with him in spirit. So if we keep looking for a feeling, we're going to miss what God is doing in and through us. And that's what I see happening in so many people's lives. They keep looking for this feeling. I want to feel peace. I want to feel joy. I want to feel all of these things. I want to feel God's presence. And they keep praying and asking, Lord, give me that feeling. Well, and focusing on the feeling aspect of it, they're missing out the reality of it, that God is there and that God is at work. Open your spiritual eyes and pay attention to what he is doing, and then you'll be able to work out what he's working inside of you. So that is a beautiful, beautiful picture of this closeness, this reality that the Word of God, that the gospel of Jesus Christ brings about in our lives by grace through faith. Now, somebody, Tiffany, is asking on YouTube as she's watching, what does the phrase fear and trembling mean? Well, that phrase fear and trembling really is Paul's way of saying humility, to work this out humbly with humility, recognizing that it is God who is bringing about, that it is God who is doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he speaks of that when he writes to the Corinthians, and he said, I came to you with fear and trembling, not with eloquent words or any of those sort of things, because I wanted your faith to be in the power of God. So he came to them in humility. And I think that's exactly what Paul is saying to us here, that we're to work out with fear and trembling, with this humility of heart, what God is working in, recognizing that it comes from him. It's not something that we've generated through our self-effort. It's not something that we've brought about. It's something that we get to experience because of the work of God in our lives.
I love the way that you just folded Tiffany's question right into your opening comments. That was fairly nice.
Well, Tiffany was just perfect in her timing.
Yeah, and she posed a great question. A lot of people have questions about that particular phrase there. So thank you for clarifying that for those who were listening and had a question about that. Well, as a matter of fact, Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley are going to be working out what God has worked in them coming up October 15th through the 17th. Of course, Bob is doing it every day on the air, so is Andrew, but we're going to have a great time. It's called United, and it's a Bible conference that we're going to be hosting in our ministry hometown of Lewisville, Texas, October 15th through the 17th, and it's going to be the first time through this ministry, at least, that we've all gotten together since before COVID. I think it's going to be a wonderful opportunity for you to come and be a part of something very, very special. It's called, as I said, United, October 15th through the 17th. Information and registration at basicgospel.net/united. Again, basicgospel.net/united. Well, that phone number again, where we have open lines right now, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours. Let's listen.
Yeah, my question is Hebrews 8:13. It says, because there's a new covenant, the old covenant will eventually be outdated. But every show I listen to on Channel 131, Family Talk on Sirius, they quote the Old Testament all the time. So I don't understand it. Hebrews 8:13 says it's going to be outdated, but people are still working on it, and I don't understand that. Okay, thank you.
Well, that's a great question, and I think you've hit on a really telling verse, one that we really need to understand, that when Jesus died on a cross, two things happened. The first thing was that he brought to an end that old covenant, that Mosaic covenant. Why did he bring it to an end? Because it had been fulfilled in every single aspect of it. So Jesus Christ brought an end to the old, and he ushered in the new. And that new covenant is the covenant that we live in today. And the writer of Hebrews speaks of that. So the writer of Hebrews in chapter 8 is merely taking the prophecy of Jeremiah about the new covenant and saying what Jeremiah spoke about way back then has come true right now in Jesus Christ. So this new covenant is the covenant that we live in. So it's a covenant of life. That old covenant was a covenant of death, a covenant of condemnation, a covenant of judgment. This new covenant is a covenant of life, a covenant of righteousness, a covenant of eternal glory. That's the covenant that we live in. So we, in Christianity, for almost 2,000 years, have done a brilliant job of trying to mix the two. Now, it's not brilliant from God's vantage point. It's not brilliant at all. It's foolishness. Paul talked about that in the book of Galatians when he called out the Galatian Christians for that very error of trying to mix the old with the new, trying to blend them and together to come up with something different than what the gospel brought into being. So we need to recognize the purpose of the old. That was to show us our sinfulness. Once that purpose has been fulfilled, that old steps aside and gives way for the new. And it's this new that we live in. So if Bible teachers and preachers and folks who are involved in ministry in a public way, through radio, whatever it might be, this is one of those distinctions that need to be made, that the old came to an end at the cross and the new was ushered in through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. A will does not go into effect until the one who made it died. That adds to the significance of Christ's death. He died. He was the one that made this will. And when he died on that cross, this new will went into effect. And it's this new will that has trumped the old. Mm-hmm. So we can go back and look at the old and read it and think, wow, that was nice. But it has no real meaning to us. It's this new covenant that's in effect today. So I appreciate your discernment in seeing that. And your discernment when you listen to other radio programs and ministries to recognize when they're trying to mix the two. So you stand firm. You make that declaration that you are a new covenant believer, and come alongside of us and help us make that declaration as well, so that others can know about this new covenant that they live in today. A covenant in which God writes his laws on their hearts and minds, a covenant in which we truly are the family of God, a covenant in which we know the Lord from the least to the greatest of us, a covenant in which God has forgiven our sins and remembers them no more. It is the covenant of grace.
844-322-2742. Plenty of time on the clock, plenty of time to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis. Glad you've joined us, everybody. Join us, really, really join us at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to a longtime friend who's listening to us in Ontario, Canada. Ryan, you're on the line.
All right, guys. Well, I figured it's about time that I would come back. I mean, you know, and even after two brain surgeries, even I know not to mix the new and the old.
That's right. You got that straight, don't you?
What's that old saying? It doesn't take brain surgery to figure that out.
Yes.
Trust me, I had it, you know. You guys have been such a blessing to me, and not just you, all the listeners as well. I just wanted to really just call in and thank you. You're probably familiar with my story. I'm a stage 4 brain cancer survivor. Yeah. I took me about 6 years or so going through the long-term disability, long-term care homes, and June 19th, 2020, I got the results back, cancer-free. No one had ever seen anything like it.
Wow.
It wasn't a, feel-good moment of 2020. It was a find the closest rooftop and shout hallelujah type moment.
Yeah, amen for that. That is just amazing. Your story is amazing. It's an amazing story of God's grace. On so many different levels. I mean, through this, you really came to know Jesus in a personal and powerful way. You came to know the forgiveness that you have in Christ. You came to know the righteousness that he has imputed to you. You came to know and experience this life that he's given to you in just abundant and fulfilling ways, even going through some of the most critical health issues a person could ever experience here on planet Earth. So, Ryan, it's your story is just an inspiration to me, and I know an inspiration to all of our listeners. And you have been able to help and encourage so many people along the way, help pointing them to Jesus Christ and the love of God and the grace of God and the mercy of God and the forgiveness of God. And we're just honored to be a part of your story.
Well, it's my story to his glory, really. I just hung along. I was just along for the ride. I look at it this way. I was in palliative care. Like, that's how bad it was. I was basically written off by every single, you know, insurance company and everything like that, never to work again. But that was their opinion.
Yeah, that's right. You have outlasted their expectations by just a mile. I mean, when you first called in, it sounded like we may not be hearing from you by the end of the year, that you would be absent the body and present with the Lord. And that was some 6 or 7 years ago, and maybe not quite that long. But so it's your story is just miraculous. And like I said, we're just honored to be a part of it. And, you know, you and I have had phone conversations and text messages back and forth. And it's just been a thrill to see how God's at work inside of you to will and to do of his good pleasure in your life.
Amen to that. And I just say this, that, you know, only God, like I felt it like God, you have to, like, I had to actually say the scariest prayer that we all say, but we don't actually mean, which is, thy will be done.
Yeah.
And actually not want it to be mine, you know, mine. Like, I wanted God to be honored. I wanted him to have the glory. And if it was better for me to, like you said, be absent from the body and, you know, present with him, then so be it. But if he was going to heal me, then I was going to tell every single person I could about it.
That's right. That's right.
That's where I'm at now, is God was, you know, he's the only one that can take palliative. He put my hand on, you know, his healing hand upon my shoulder and took me from palliative to, pal, you'll live.
That's right. I like that. There you go. And you keep living in the abundance of life by grace through faith in Jesus, and keep letting your story be known so that God can use it in wonderful ways in the lives of others. And
I hope it blesses someone and encourages someone out there that's listening today. Like I warned a couple people on Facebook, I told them, I say, if anyone comes to me and says, hey, I know that guy, I said, they better be talking about Jesus.
Yeah, there you go. Well, Ryan, that's great. And thanks for jumping on with us today. And thanks for being an encouragement to me and Bob Davis and our team and the entirety of Basic Gospel Nation. So we love you, my friend, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again real soon, okay?
Yes.
Sounds great. God bless.
God bless you too, Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan is a true blessing. He really is. Well, Bob, we had this call that came in off hours.
Hi, my name is Darren. I was calling in regard to a previous question on Jesus reconciling himself to the world in the new covenant. And I was asking about how that worked in the old covenant. I guess regarding your average Gentile, I know Rahab and others were probably called out specifically, but I guess for the average Gentile, how was someone, I guess they say, saved if Jesus had not reconciled himself to the world? So I know there's the promises in there, but to the average Gentile, how did that work? Thanks, Mike.
Well, it's a great question, and I think we have to realize this, that when we talk about the gospel and we talk about that event that took place 2,000 years ago, the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that is a historical event that took place in time and space. So God intervened. He entered into our existence and by sending Jesus, and something significant, something supernatural took place through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Well, this was something, as far as eternity is concerned, had already taken place. And we see that, for example, in 1 Peter chapter 1, where Peter talks about Jesus being foreknown before the foundation of the world. What he was coming to do was the plan of God before he even spoke this world into existence. So we see that Jesus Christ was this Lamb of God slain before the foundation of this of the world. So there was going to be a point in time in human history at a particular place where God would send Jesus. Jesus would become flesh and blood, and so the plan of God would be manifest for us. So this, even though it was a historical event, it carries eternal weight, and so extends back, extends forward. It's an eternal work that Jesus brought about through his death, burial, and resurrection. So when God talked to the people through the prophets, and he spoke about Jesus, and they could experience this crediting of righteousness to their account based on the promise of Jesus coming and based on the fact that this was the eternal plan of God. So reconciliation of man to God, God to man, has always been through Christ, the eternal work that he brought about 2,000 years ago when he came upon planet Earth. But it was always in the mind of God, and as Scripture clearly says, Jesus was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of this world.
Yes, indeed. Bob, thank you for that. Thank you for that reminder. And friends, you know what? Across the continent, many, many people in many, many areas around the world, as a matter of fact, are staying connected with the love of God every day because they subscribe to the Basic Gospel Daily Devotional. Of course, it arrives every morning in your email inbox with an encouraging message from Bob Christopher to start your day, to get it off on the best footing. You can sign up now at basicgospel.net. How do you do that? Well, just scroll to the bottom of the home page, and there you'll see the sign-up form. Again, that's the bottom of the page at basicgospel.net. It's free, and we hope you'll subscribe today at the bottom of the home page, basicgospel.net. Well, friends, that's it for another edition of Basic Gospel. Remember, it's because of you that we are here every day, bringing you the good news of the gospel of grace in Jesus Christ, and we need your help to ensure that the message continues on the air and online. Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net and request your copy of Andrew Farley's excellent video series called Clean and Close. Again, you can donate at basicgospel.net anytime, and we would love for you to do that. We'd love for you to partner with us here at Basic Gospel. I want to remind you also, friends, that the listener line is always open for those of you who can't make the call during the live broadcast. If you have questions about a Bible passage or about the Christian life in general, well, leave us a voicemail at 844-322-2742, and we'll discuss it on the Basic Gospel program. And again, once again, at basicgospel.net, you can make a contribution. And as you do that, we want to say thanks for your support of this ministry by sending you Andrew's series called Clean and Close. We have DVD, we have USB thumb drive, and digital download. You can choose one of those, one or the other of those, and we will be glad to get that into your hands and into your mind and heart. Clean and Close by Andrew Farley. Well, we're going to be back tomorrow, same time. So until then, for Bob and the staff, Bob Davis saying God bless you, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.